Meeting will come to order. We'll consider the minutes of Tuesday's meeting. I made those minor corrections in 011. Are there any other changes or?
Well, then we ought to do 010 also. Because it was, or, no, I'm sorry, that was only, I thought there was another one, were we? Yeah, 010, right above it there, we tabled it.
Well, there was action taken, you know, reduce the land value, that was different.
But it still doesn't explain why if we needed the parcel number first, then why we didn't need it.
I mean, if you're going to do one, you ought to say that a parcel number was assigned to this.
But was it assigned? No. I really kind of got lost on what happened there.
I didn't think there was assigned.
I don't think he assigned it.
Maybe they didn't, that's right.
Did you assign a number, Jim?
No, it was already a combined into 04 and 05, 06 is not it any longer.
Right.
A deleted parcel. Yes.
And also, to confirm what we were talking about, he withdrew. He started withdrawing his
well, not on this one, though. He did on a couple of others, but not on this one.
Okay, not on the one with the measurement.
We're talking about 010.
Yeah. Made a motion to reduce land value to 38 at recommendation of the assessor. That's where we lowered the value of the lot because it was actually combined of two others. But, yeah, that, if we're going to do the other, probably we do need a clarification that assessor explained that this was a combination of parcels and therefore one parcel had been eliminated. And I guess, but both values had been put on one parcel, so we made a motion to lower it. I think it's kind of how we did, isn't it?
Yeah, it went to 38,000.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was two parcels had values. We combined them and just added them together, but we said that's not right. We lowered them, I think.
How about if right before number two there, I just insert, research showed this was a combination of parcels and a new parcel number was not needed. That, and then go into the motion to reduce it to 38. Would that work? Is that a good enough explanation? Or?
That sounds good to me.
There's one small thing on 121. It says vote passed 4-1. That would indicate one was against, but it was one abstention. Should that be 40-1?
I don't know that it makes that much difference, but on 012 and 019, we said that we denied, but that was actually withdrawn. And how, I mean, I think we actually denied a couple of them because they withdrew it, and a couple others we accepted the withdrawal, and I don't know if those need to be consistent.
Okay.
I think they do need to be consistent because any discussion that we might have had on the side of one that we've withdrawn should not be in any minutes or anything. Those you can clean up, just change the wording a little bit. Are there any substantive changes or corrections? Hearing none, they will stand approved as printed.
Did you vote to approve the minutes? Or?
I said, hearing no abstention, they stand approved as read. That's a common practice. Do you have to have a vote?
I'd have to go get my Robert's rules. Normally there's a vote to approve the minutes, but I'll go get my rules if you want.
I think you'll find it to be, in other words, in the absence of any corrections or changes, they will stand approved. But if you find me something, I will change my procedures.
Okay, I'll look afterward.
I think, Cindy, there was three of these, I believe, that you brought to us that wasn't on the list.
Yes.
Is that 0224?
Yes.
0225 and?
And then the very last one.
0341. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I thought. So. Okay. Well, I will make a motion to approve the minutes of June 23rd.
You're going to make me honest regarding.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to.
I'll second.
Second. Here. All in favor say aye.
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 I mean, you're probably right, but I mean, in case.
In case I'm wrong.
We don't have to come back later and do it. Bob comes up with something else.
All righty.
All right, our first order of business today is going to be a phone call to Mr. Orville Mitchell. He's number 041. Oh, 220, I'm sorry.
It's
220.
They're not doing for another 5 minutes. Is it a phone call?
Phone call.
So I need to go ahead and just call him?
Would you please?
Sure. Cindy, one quick note. The people that withdrew, how do you notify them?
Everyone gets a letter, and it shows what the BOE it shows what the value was, the assessed value before the board decision and then after. So if there was no change between those two, then they know that there was no change, or it shows the change, whatever the case
may be. What I'm trying to make a point is, the other day there was a question on whether the board had to take action on a withdrawal. It says here in these rules of board of equal relation here in premise base, all taxpayers who write or call for a BOE appointment must receive a written Board of Equalization decision,
yes,
whether or not they appear before the board or not.
So once they have submitted their application, yes, it has to be voted on, and they get a notice saying that there's been no change.
Right. And the other day, I think they just withdrew.
No, they...
Did they vote on all the different ones?
Yes.
Okay. That's just what
I
want to clear.
Once it's entered in the system,
it has to be voted on, and they have to be notified.
Okay.
Did we hear another one in Tanny Como Terrace Hollister?
Yes.
Yes.
Was that yesterday?
That was the second day.
We're on deja vu all over again.
I'm not to see what we did on it, though. Be consistent.
I think you lowered it $5,000 because of some reason. That's what I don't know what the reason was.
Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling about your appointment on the 25th at 9 o'clock about your parcel. We wanted to visit with you about this, and since we did not receive you by phone, the board may just look at the evidence that you've already sent and make a decision. You'll be notified by mail. Thank you. I'll tell you, it gets really cumbersome when you have to do a lot of rescheduling, because there's already something to keep track of. so.
What did we tell them?
That would be my request. If we can just look at what they've already sent or look at the evidence or what they're saying.
There is no evidence in this case. It's just one of these cases that if my taxes are too high, you raised them. This is the sort of thing that we have denied before.
I will say we provided you with sales in Taney, Como, Terrace, Hollister, but then we handed you a relevant sale of 08. Dave, I don't think you're looking at it. Kenny highlighted it here on your... It's the sale we had when we set values, and it's showing you a late 08 sale at $80,000, and that's basically where we set these values at the $81,000. The sales list I provided you is a little bit higher, but a lot, most of those are 07 sales. And this 08 sale is right in the same general vicinity, Dave and right. Board, as this gentleman's property. So that's where we set it at $81,000.
Motion to deny the request.
Do we need to, because we have a 9 o'clock appointment?
Yeah. I thought we should try them back at 9 o'clock in case they didn't
withdraw the motion.
Do you think that would be?
That's technically right, because it's.
If we don't, and there's some confusion, there would be.
I was there at 9 o'clock. You called me at 8:55.
Yeah. It would have been handy.
That's a good point.
They would have been there, but covers ourselves better.
It's, I think, better to wait a couple of months and make sure that there's no.
The next five, James was going to present. James, you remember we talked about this, where these are just some that your office has brought to us that need to go before the BOE?
Yes, it's not.
0229.
Technically, it's 1.5 according to mine. We'll give them double. I think we can phone them.
Call them now.
Yeah.
Call again. Okay.
Is it time?
Yeah. Our clock says 9 o'clock.
This is set by the.
It's 1:02.
Hello, this is the Board of Equalization from Taney County calling again. We just wanted to call a little closer to 9 o'clock just to be sure that we didn't miss you. But anyway, you will be notified by mail of the board's decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Is your motion still in order?
Okay, I will make a motion to deny this request based upon no information to the contrary of the value.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Given
the statement they made in their appeal, I think the assessor's office is going to send some information to them about tax rebate programs. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a contact list here in this, and Cindy, we would like to put that in their decision and circle this bottom part that tells them where to get these forms.
Okay. Sure.
All right. The assessor is presenting 229, 230, 231, 232, 233.
229 is a condo was res, but should be commercial per Danny Altick, the owner, and he called Kenny Davis on the phone, and he's supposed to follow up with a letter. We don't have that letter, but he's asking for the increase. He's trying to play fair to the rules. He is in the nightly rental and he wants to make sure that it's in the nightly rental.
And I will also just add that we also, he's also sent in an application of, about the valuation. He, I think like next week or the week after, he's also scheduled to come before the board for valuation. But right now, this is just a classification issue.
Okay. Shouldn't we hear them both at the same time? Wouldn't that make sense?
Maybe not, because we need to get it right on the books, actually, for his appeal to come up for valuation.
Now,
are these others the same?
No, they're different.
No, they're totally different.
Okay. Yes. Take action on this one?
I make a motion that BOE number 229 be changed from residential to commercial, the value.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 3-0. All right. What about each one of these independent and separate, Jim?
Yes. This next one.
230?
230. We figured a basement at 0.7. Went back and figured the basement. It was not finished. We're requesting that the board allow us to take that 0.7 to a 0.4 to come up with a new valuation.
Which would lower the valuation?
Yes.
And it's the same thing on 032 and 033.
Is it the same?
Yes. From 0.7 to 0.04.
Yes. Wait.
According to your notes on here.
Is there a motion to accept?
I'm just second waiting on him to give us an answer.
Dave, 231 is not the same.
No, I know. I said 232 and 233.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Those are the same reasoning, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I make a motion that BOE number 60230, 60232, and 60233 be changed from a 0.07 to 0.4 according to the assessor's evaluation and lowered to that amount.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Dave, I apologize. Would you repeat your motion?
No.
I got the numbers.
Okay, I make a motion to change BOE numbers 0230, 0232, and 0233 to a 0.04 valuation from a 0.07 valuation according to the assessor's records, which would lower the taxes relatively on those parcels.
Did you have 230 in your first motion?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so, but I seconded the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 3-0.
0231 is simply a mechanical error on our part. When we receive this letter on this condo, we changed it on the front screen that we had received it and dated it, but whoever did it evidently was doing a consistent amount of these and did not go into the back screen and do the mechanics that needed to be on the back side. So this property should be totally residential. And we're asking the board to allow us to change the back side of that to be
to residential.
To residential.
Is your motion to accept?
Yes, motion to take the assessor's recommendation.
Danny?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 4-0.
And for Cindy's benefit, that was to change the classification on the back part from commercial to residential.
That way it would extend to the front value. It's just a mechanical, and I apologize for those, but we have those happen. And I believe that's all we had scheduled. We've got an actual run-on of the house, but that'll come later.
Our next is not due until, what, 9:30?
9:50, oh no, 9:30, you're right.
That's 03, 033.
I'll move to recess until 9:30.
I second that. Would you consider a call? The next one is by phone, isn't it?
No,
it's not. I'm sorry. I started to say that next one. If it's by phone, we could have done a call, but that's, I see it's not.
Well, we could.
We could try this, David Owen, and see if we can get him.
We could try the phone and try to get it out of the way if we could. I'm all for that. I withdraw my motion.
This James Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Is by phone?
No.
No, the next one.
We might try David Owen, who wasn't scheduled for 9:45, and just see if he's available. Just tell him we're running ahead of schedule. We might, you know, that way we'll take a break at mid-morning. We can just take it. Get a little more time for people who might have something to do. What is David Owens?
So you'd like me to call David Owen?
If he's there, and it'd be a situation like we had there before. And if he's not, we'll call back at 9:35.
Don't put us on the back of his application
that is
writing.
I'm having trouble finding Owens for doing that.
Hello.
Hi, is this David Owen?
It is.
Hi, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling. I know we're a little early for our appointment.
Fine, no problem.
You'd be available. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to the chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Owen, you are being recorded, and you're actually on the internet right now, whether you own or not. So.
Well, I think Big Brother's watching me all the time anyway, so that's fine.
Okay, can you explain your appeal here as to what you're really asking for? Now, this is on property that, where is this Melanie Mountain?
It's Cedar Creek area.
Okay. And have you just built on it this last year?
Yes, sir. We I purchased the property 2 years ago, April, and we had a lot of cleanup, and there was an old cabin on it, a 12-by-16-foot or 14-by-16-foot cabin. Then there was another building, I think it was 16-by-26, and then there was a carport off of the old building and so forth. And then there was a well house. Well, we didn't do anything with it until May and June of last year of 08, and we decided to build, got the permit and everything, build there, and then we chose to tear down all those. We were going to remodel the old building, and when we tore into it, there were snakes in it, there were snake skins in the walls, and we said that no more. And we tore it down, and we tore everything down in, I believe it was August this past year. And then we built the structure that's there now, and then the little outbuilding.
So now are you occupying the new house?
No, sir. No, we've had all kinds of health issues. My wife's had breast cancer, and she's in the hospital right now. I've been speaking with hysterectomy, and then she's been in the hospital 4 times in the last month. Huh. And anyway, we just haven't had a chance to come back down and finish. What is it finished on the inside? The only thing that's done is the sheetrock's been put up. No cabinets, there's no water in the house, there's no electricity, it's just in certain areas of the house, just for the, you know, after the contractor we got through, he came in and hooked up a few outlets so we could have power, but there's no lights hanging or nothing like that.
I'm trying to place, this is a little off the record, where is Emerald Lane in St. Joe?
hits the north end, right, are you familiar with St. Joe at all?
I used to live in Northridge.
Okay, well, we're right up the road, BJ Stadium Center.
Oh, okay.
It's right there.
Is this just a kind of a summer cabin type thing you're building down here?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just a part time. And to be honest with you, sir, if I'd known all the health issues as where we've had, I would never ever done any of it. But anyway, we're not through with construction yet. But the reason I originally called was I got the tax thing, and so I called the people up down there, and he's the assessor, I reckon, and he said that, well, you still got all those buildings. I said, no, we tore all those down. We tore everything down late last summer. And there's only two buildings standing.
The thing that's left now is the unfinished house or cabin.
Yes, sir, that's it. Well, and then I have an outbuilding out there, a little storage shed.
Okay. James,
so that's all.
Let me ask the assessor what is.
I recommend to this board that we take off the three old reses, the 6060 and the 1990 building. We leave his res on at 60% complete, as it being just a place to go camp and stay. When we was there, David, there's actually a cooker on the back porch or on the front porch one, and it was going. I didn't know. We started to eat lunch, but we decided we better not. But that would leave your res and your utility, 08 utility, on, and it would be removing those older buildings and putting the res part itself on at 60% complete.
So what would that be?
What would that give for a total assessed value then?
Kenny is now calculating. I throwed the 60% on him. He had it ready, and when I put the 60% down.
Sir, I didn't hear what he said about somebody cooking on the front porch.
There was a cooker going on the front porch, and smoke coming out of it, and it's smelling awful good. It was right at lunchtime when I was down there.
When was this?
Let me see if I've got a date written down.
Because I have not been there since October of last year.
October of...
I mean, that concerns me because I'm not aware of anything like that.
That was in March, I'd say. But we were running behind on getting down there. I was there personally.
Sounds like home.
You're sure you were at the right property?
Yes, sir.
I have a front porch and overhang. The roof overhangs the porch?
Yes, sir. It appeared somebody had been working there because there was trim and stuff on the in the backside.
I'm having a problem with this because there's not been anybody working there. It's been locked up totally since last October, and I have George Shackelford up the road there. Goes by and looks at it once in a while, and nobody has a key except me, and. What anybody would have been doing smoke with a smoker on my front porch is beyond my, I have no clue what that would be because as far as I know, he checks it out. There's no trim in the back at all.
The sheetrock was up. Yes, it was up. And Jimmy Harding that was with me, one of my field appraisers, we talked about it. And that's what occurred. And I know George well. He's a good friend of mine.
George Shackelford?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I'm just amazed because that's the first I've heard of this. I don't know who it would have been because in March, my wife and I took off for 2 months trying to recuperate from surgery, and we went to South Texas, and we were down there from January 20th until April 3rd or 4th.
I would be asking this board to take the total appraised value to $41,274. Assessed value $7,840 under our observations and recommendations.
Is that an acceptable figure to you, Mr. Owen?
I'm a fair yes. That's whatever you guys decide is fine with me. I just wanted to be correct what we were assessing.
That would lower it from $73,433, Jim, to what?
$41,274.
$41,274. So that would be...
That would be acceptable to me.
Very well. You'll receive official notification in writing within the next few days.
Well, I appreciate it because, like I said, I just want to be fair about it and, totally So they were assessing exactly the right amount of property and so forth that was actually existing there January 1st, you know. So, well, I appreciate your time, appreciate your expertise, and the only thing I'm really concerned about is somebody smoking weed on my porch now.
Better send Shackelford down. Well, they may have a meth lab on your front porch.
Well, you know, there's been more strange things happen. So anyway, we'll go from there. And thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Motion to accept the assessor's recommendation and with the concurrence of the owner to lower to $41,274.
A question on our, we made the motion to change to occupancy, right? And that starts when?
Well, that would start in January, but you can actually, because we did it before that date in June, we can, if somebody has a fire or a tornado, we can take them off during this year. But actually the apportioning, I believe, starts January 1 of this next year. But these people occupied the property anyway, even though seasonally it's already been occupied.
The difference in this property and a normal property, as he stated, they may not ever finish the building. So the property value is increased by that amount, whether that apportionment of building is ever finished or not. We have many buildings in Taney County that are on for a percentage because someone didn't finish it. Under the other theory, under standard rules, we give them a certain time to finish, and if there's contractors there and it's not finished by January 1, yes, we don't put it on. You've heard cases of that nature. But if it's there, and it sounds to me like this is the way the property will be sold if it's offered for sale, just going off what he had to say, I believe it is a very fair assessment of the property.
And you're figuring it at 60%?
60% complete with the sheetrock hung.
I was under the impression that you didn't assess the building until it was finished. Evidently not. But he seems to be happy with your decision and your recommendation.
Well, the uniqueness of this one, Dr. Rose, and it is unique, he pretty well said they're probably never going to finish it. So we can't leave a structure down there unassessed because it brings value to the property.
Or he's, as long as it's acceptable to him.
Well, it does say the outer structure was completed except for paint.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
Johnson's here.
We just had a gentleman walk in, so.
Is this Mr. Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Good. We went on to one ahead of you because we were running ahead of schedule. So would you like to come up to the podium? And present your case as to what, yours doesn't say you didn't fill in the parts about the prices and costs and what you thought it was worth. So we need to have that from you verbally, I guess.
Well, actually, see, I just returned from California, so I'm really not equipped the way I should be here. But I just, you know, I only have a couple questions here. My appraisal that I have on here, I would imagine that's fair. It's, you know, doesn't seem out of line at all. Until I look at some surrounding properties, you know, that are larger lots, 500 to 600 square feet, larger homes, and they're assessed lower than mine. That's my question.
Where is this Timberland Estates now?
It's across from, White River Plaza, I think.
Is this like Hobart Road in that area?
Yeah, you go down Hobart on one way and Hensley on the other side and then down below there.
So right across from where Subway is and all that.
Yeah, down below there.
Where what?
As you headed out of town on the left, there's a strip mall where Ozarks Family Vision is, Dr. Davis's and Dr. Jordan's office. There's a Subway.
And General and all that. The ambulance office on the left on Highway 160 up here north of town.
Right below where Mr. Wolfe is.
The ambulance office, you turn in there.
Now, how did you come to get the assessed valuations of the...
It was on the computer. It's easily accessible. Would you like to see these?
Okay. And in other words, your the property assessment especially, in other words, the land at $35,000 is not in line with...
This is my property, and this up here, and this is the lots on the other.
So we can bring those lots up.
Yeah, we get it over here.
Yeah, okay.
James, what about under comments, it says new parcel? She added mentions to this or something?
No.
No. No, we're the smallest house in Timberline. And I bought it 4 years ago.
You're saying the value's correct, though?
I would imagine. I really don't have any idea on it. I'm just, you know, I question it when I look at the other ones that are larger. You know, not only the lot is, you know, considered.
Well,
larger,
the lots are based identical. You
know, all those lots are the same price.
Yeah.
Well, my lot isn't the same size. Not near the size.
Where can we
look at? The first phase of that Timberline, those lots are all larger. If you look at them, they're all like 130 by 160 or whatever it is. Mine's is 60 by 139 or something.
Can you bring up his lot here?
Yes. Go to the next one down. That's got a house on it. Go to the next one.
But the lots are the same value to the... James?
These,
yes.
This lot is supposedly, my lot, is assessed the same as these lots. And look at them. This is 130 Timberline. This is 150 Timberline. And you look at the dimensions on there compared to mine.
Can you let me play with it?
That's total assessed value with homes on them up there. We don't know how much the land is on
them. Okay. Yeah, I don't believe, as far as I know, any home in that subdivision is sold for, any lot is sold for $35,000.
I don't know of any home that's sold for $100,000 either. I mean, you've got the house on here at $100,000. There's not a home in there for less than about $180,000 or $90,000.
I paid $125,000 4 years ago.
You gave what?
$125,000 4 years ago.
That's what you gave for it?
Yeah. That's the smallest home there in that area.
Right.
And so, like I said, I don't know if it's increased. Usually homes do, but the way the economy and everything is nowadays, I presume maybe it went down again. So I don't know.
According
to the other homes, why are they less? That's my only question.
Well, on your same street, can you pull it back up there?
I think that was the lowest priced home in there, according to the assessed value.
It is the lowest priced home, and Mr. Johnson don't argue that.
No, I don't.
I'm talking about the lots up and down both sides of Elmwood Street.
They're all the same, 35,000.
They're pretty much the same. It's the first phase up there. They're all larger lots.
Does a buildable lot in a subdivision, one a little bit bigger than the other, make much of a difference on the value?
Not any whatsoever. The house is the main contributor to the structure. You've got a location there that is curb and guttered streets. No other like it that I know of in Forsyth. I've looked at even the Rosemont area. Does not have curb and guttered streets. Elmwood and Honeysuckle and Crest are all curb and really nice layout of a subdivision.
So those ones on the first phase, they're still timberline, they're curb, they're just everything you just described.
But they're backed to
but
Rosemont.
No, they're not. They're backed up to me.
I know. They face outward, don't they?
They're in Timberline sign is up here, and they're down a block.
Well, it's a possibility we could go in and raise their lots. That's not the point.
What about the square footage of the home, which is they're 400, 500, 600 square feet larger?
Are they older homes or newer homes?
A year or two. They've got more brick. I have one little panel of brick there, and it's considered a brick home.
I'm not too hepped up on trying to appraise other people's property here in front of the Board of Equalization. We can go out and pull those cards. We don't even have their cards available. It's not on his... the reason, I do have a reason for why Timberline went up, but I don't, it's not his house, and I don't know whether you gentlemen want that as evidence or not. People in Timberline has pretty well came at the assessor's office on this increase. I feel as we're right on the money, but right here is a deed of trust filed by a contractor against one of those homes. And I have not, we had the home on for $187,000, I believe, and it's sold for $240,000. So when we see sales such as that, it's saying an area needs an increase. And to increase every one of those houses, we went to the land value and increased the land values.
I'm not arguing my home's appraisal so much as the fact that there's two other homes right there in my backyard, almost connect to my backyard. They're still in Timberland Estates. They have all the features that you mentioned before about that whole area. They're larger lots. They're larger homes. They're about the same age. They've got improvements to them, additions to them, and they're still assessed lower than mine. That, my question is, why?
But the land is the same, you think?
According to you, they're all $35,000, even though they're...
Sir, the issue...
Mr. Johnson, what kind of a salary, what kind of a price, if you had to sell the house tomorrow, what would you think you'd ask for it?
I have no idea. $140,000, maybe?
$140,000?
Maybe.
And he's got you on for $132,000.
Yeah. Like I said, I did question mine. I'm questioning the other ones.
But the issue for this board... is
your
on January 1st of 2009, what was your property worth? They need to see if the assessment's correct and try to correct that, either raise it up if it's too low or lower it if it's too high. And what you're saying to this board is it's probably pretty close.
Well, from what I've been told by Mr. Strahan before then, that the assessed value and the sale value are pretty similar. So if that's the case, I should be able to sell mine and go one block away up there and be able to buy a larger home, a larger lot, and have money left over.
Assuming those aren't raised also at some point.
At some point. Then they might be. You know, I mean, I don't want to get somebody else's taxes raised, you know. I mean, that's... But I just want to make sure that if mine are raised, I want everybody else's... I mean, if everybody's paying more than paying what they should be paying, then everybody else might be a little less than.
I think everybody wants that here. But
you want equal.
Yes, and the issue for this board right now is the value of your property on January 1st, 2009.
Okay, in other words, I still don't get an answer.
Well, we will discuss it more after. But, you know, just my first reaction in this, and this is closer to what you say, you know, really the property is worth than about anything that we've looked at for quite some time.
We cannot sit here and deal with all the other properties.
Yeah.
We're arguing just yours right now, and we can only do it, and then it's up to the assessor and us, you know, maybe to look at the others
I couldn't get an answer. I didn't know if mine was just appraised differently now and then 6 months down the road they're going to do other people, or if they're all done and mine was the only one that went up and the other one's still, you know. I mean, I'm sure anybody would like a larger home and a larger lot for less money.
Yeah. Well, we can't answer right now whether any of the rest of them went up or not. We don't have that information before.
Well, according to the computer, so far they haven't. You
know, some of them may have and just didn't appeal. I don't know, but. You know, we don't have that information available to us here. We only hear the appeals, you know, that people, you know, and that's what we're hearing from.
Well, this last 130 and 150 Timberline, I mean, that's recent off the computer. As soon as we got back from California, we checked, ran those up. And
do you have appraisals of those two properties and your property? No. I mean a certified appraisal that you hired somebody to do of the...
No, I was gone. I didn't think I'd have a meeting until July. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry if I wasted your time.
No, I don't think it's a waste of time on this. It's we need to get it out in the open. No.
It's just that we can't do anything about these other properties. You know, because
this living, you used the example of this living trust of Grace Craig's.
Well, both those houses are hers there. But she's got another one on Honeysuckle also, but that, I'm not here to raise hers.
Hers is about 5 years older than yours.
Gentlemen, we can't.
We don't have appraisals of those other properties.
We don't have the appraisals, and we're discussing, as David said, we're discussing this gentleman's property. That's what this board comes together for. And he has come in and said that he can't see that his property's, there's anything wrong with his property. I don't understand it. We can go ahead and hear anything. If somebody else comes in that lives along these streets, we hear their property and their evidence. I don't understand, really, sir. You feel like you've said that you even thought your place would sell for more than he's got it appraised for. There's really nothing we can do.
Well, I understand. I was unaware exactly, you know, what authority or what you do have with this committee.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought maybe I could get an answer why mine was more than the home that I know is worth more than mine.
Here's what our authority is.
Well,
if you come in to this board and your taxes aren't on the same level that we think they should be, we have the right to lower. If you come in here and it seems like they're not high enough, we have the right to raise your taxes as this board. But we can't go out into the community and start talking about everybody else's property when you say that yours is worth $140,000 and we've got you at $132,000.
We have the ability to do a lot of things, but it would take a lot more evidence on an equalization situation than just even giving two certified appraisals of comparable properties that are lower in value than they ought to be. It has to be more extensive than that. And you can't offer an opinion as to the value of somebody else's property. You can offer an opinion on your own. It's not great evidence, but it is evidence. You can't offer admissible evidence of the value of somebody else's home. You could offer an appraisal. So what we have before us is your opinion of the value of your property, which is in line with what the assessor has it valued at. But you're offering your opinion on the value of other properties in the neighborhood, which isn't even evidence to these gentlemen on the Board of Equalization.
I guess there's not much more we can say on either side.
See how it works.
You will receive official notification of the action of the board, but I think you can see where, I hope you can see where we're coming from. That,
like I said,
we are not the assessors. We only have tried to equalize things where we think things are unfair.
That's the key word, equal. And if you look at the other properties, I defy anybody to go past those properties and say that they're not worth more than my house.
Well, again, that's
an opinion, right?
Yeah, and we have no evidence.
We don't deny that whatsoever. It's just that we don't have the authority to go out there and raise those. That's the assessor's job. We're only here to hear the ones that are, you know, appealing.
Basically, I'm just going to put it in a nutshell, just exactly what you've said. You think yours is fair, and you want everybody else's in your community raised. That's exactly what you've sat here and said in front of us.
I said I want it fair for everybody in your community, is what I said.
That's basically what you came in and said. You have no reason to doubt what your property is worth, and you've even said that you would ask more than what you're appraised for. But basically what you're saying is that you want everybody else's property raised in your community.
Well, that's how you interpret what I said.
No, that's what you said.
Would you ask more for your home than what it's worth?
Would I ask more for what my home's not in this deal.
The one that you brought in, Mr. Johnson, here, this Grace Craig's property, I see it's a slightly larger house. And it has a slightly lower value. It's true, slightly. To me, it's not enough to be significant, to be honest with you. Okay. If this were $50,000 difference or something like that, I'd be concerned about it. We're talking in terms of $129,000 and
Mr. Chairman, does he have any more evidence for the board?
It will sell for $50,000 more than mine, but that's okay.
Mr. Chairman, he doesn't have any more evidence for the board.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. No, he brought in the same thing. This is really the same thing. It's another house in the same area, just a couple of hundred square feet larger, but 5 years older. And there's no way to tell, look at it, whether it's a nicer house or what.
It's a Greg's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see what this says here?
Very few homes in that subdivision selling for less than
$200,000. Do you see what it's saying?
That's in there, cool. The market, including this gentleman's, I think, would be a lot more.
And his is $140,000?
Yeah, see, this is a deed of trust.
You just raised a can of worms here, in a sense. If this house had just sold for $240,000, is appraised and taxed at less than this man's. He may have some point.
His is appraised for $204,000 now, this deed of trust is against.
$204,000?
Yeah. It's not in the deed of trust.
We're not saying this one, we're saying the one that they get the deed
that of trust. The deed of trust against. That sold for $240,000, we've got it on for $204,000.
I mean, if you want, I can look to see what it is you can do about looking at the whole neighborhood and bringing it in and raising all of their values up to equalize it.
Jim, you've answered my question. In other words, it's on at 204, so it's sold for a little more than that. He's saying that they are being taxed at less than his.
Well, if you don't want to do that, then what you got to do is deal with just his. But if you want to raise them all up, I mean...
What you got a problem of is saying, looking across the street and saying his house is better than mine. You can look at those houses. They may be a grade or two off from each other of what we consider the grade of the house. That makes the difference. There's several things that makes those houses that front 60 Highway. I took in consideration Rosemont being along 60 Highway and possibly could have noise problems from the road that these other houses facing the other way would not have. There's several things into consideration on the value of those homes in there. And I think Dave will agree. Do you know of any other curb and guttered subdivision in Forsyth? I don't know of any. This is a nice, nice subdivision. So I raised the land and tried to equalize some homes in there. And like I say, I had these deeds of trust and tried to get the land value to the 20 to 30%.
Well, he brought this in. I don't understand. Are we going to make a motion for... He's not asking for lowering. He's not asking for raising. What do we do? I mean,
his argument is kind of goes like this. I'm assessed at, and my property's worth less than people around me who are assessed lower, so you need to lower me down in order to equalize the neighborhood. You need to lower me down below where they're assessed. However, you haven't seen any substantive evidence of the value of the other homes in the neighborhood. You've heard his opinion, and that's it.
I make a motion to keep the value on this property the same as the assessor has it on the books.
Second.
All right, question before I call for the vote. Now, I want to see if I'm understanding it. What he presented here is it looks like a printout in the assessor's office that his property was assessed at $132,804. That's right.
He said his property, he'd sell it for $140,000, and he didn't think that
the amount was out of line at all.
Okay. Now, the one that he's complaining about of Craig's is assessed at less than that at $129,930.
Possibility. It's 5 years older. It's got some depreciation against it. It's all factors.
And it just sold for $240?
No.
And what evidence is there of the value of those other two houses that was presented by the gentleman?
We've already established the fact that many of these other houses might be worth more than this one, but we're not here to determine the value of the other houses. We're only here to, I think, establish his value, which, based on personal knowledge of the area, I think it's very fair at what it's at. If we had more comparables and information here and something had been presented, you know, we'd even look at maybe that going up. But right
I think if he had come in here and he had said, you've assessed me at more than a house that sold for $240,000, I think he might have some case if he put it in that way. But he didn't. He said that he's assessed it about the same way. I think it's just kind of sour grapes that he's found that somebody maybe might be paying some less tax. And some of these are going to happen on places that have been there for a long time. In my area, I would hate to go in. I don't want to know, because some of those people have been there for 40 years as to what their value is.
I'd like to call for the question. We've got other people here.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. 4-0. Deny the request.
Before we move on, the deed that you brought us, that's not the property that Dr. Rose has been.
No, it's not. We had it on for like 160.
To show value on the street? Why?
What I brought it to show is to show that that area needed to come up a considerable amount, and that's why I did increase values in there. It's one of the houses that would be representative of the increase.
Okay, what we got here?
All right, this time.
David Orr? No, we got that one.
Let's see, that was. Who have we got?
Is this Mr. Alkire?
Yeah.
Is that the. Alkire. We're a little bit early on you, but if you're ready to go, let's. Take the podium and explain your position to us.
Yeah, remind him about the internet recording.
Now I should tell you this: you're not on candid camera, but you are on the internet, and you are being recorded. So there are people out here listening to what you have to say around the county.
Okay.
So explain your position as to.
Okay. We received a proposal for a tax increase on our business, which is America's Best Campground. And what I'm contesting is the residential portion of that. Agriculture you have is the same. Commercial you went down slightly. I don't have any proof to dispute those. But residential I do. You increase that. We own three parcels of property in Taney County, and we had caused to have an appraisal. The one we're living in, we bought in 2007 and had it appraised, and it appraised at 1.1. And you have a copy of that here somewhere. And we just refinanced that property, and it appraised at 895. So that's a decrease of about 20% in 2 years' time. So I'm asking that you look at decreasing our property taxes 20% on our residential property.
Now, what type of residential property is this now? Where is it?
The one we had the proposed increase on is the residential portion of our campground, and you increased that.
Is this on University Road?
Parcel 13.
I don't know.
113.
Maybe I should have my glasses, too.
So do you have appraisals for all three properties or just the one? Just the one. And that's 113. The campground, the residential portion?
No. Correct. Mm-hmm.
What is the appraisal for?
The appraisal's for a single-family residence.
So which one is that?
That's the one where, okay, residential here, about a $62,000 house on $5,000 lot?
No.
Is that the Lakeshore Drive?
What's the last three digits of the parcel number that you're referring to?
For the appraisal?
Yeah, you have the appraisal on.
Okay, that would be...
That's their commercial property.
No, that's campground.
I know, but that, oh, that we have the appraisal on. It's .000. The address is 2101 Lakeshore Drive.
Okay. Is it 2.000? You actually had the property with the residence on it?
Right. 2.000 is the one you sent me the notice of proposed increase.
Did you know that on the one that appraised for $895,000 that you quoted this board that we've got it on for $900,000? Did you know we're within $5,000 of that appraisal?
No. All I know is it decreased from what it appraised for 2 years ago.
Right, but still kept the $895,000 value.
We've actually got it on, isn't it, $833,000?
Yeah, but you got to add the 67.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Which,
well, the land
we had on this, you get me lost on the number.
It's a number 113, Danny, where they brought.
That's
the
what the appraisal is for.
Yeah.
And the appraisal says it was done when?
One appraisal was done.
What's the latest?
What is appraisal? Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
where's the
one?
Other copy right here?
Is this the appraisal up on the screen?
Yes, that's the first one.
That's the one they had.
Okay, so 416 of 09 was when the most recent one was done.
And what was the appraised value of this property on 416 of 09?
$895,000.
And that was done as of January 1 of 2009, the value, or as of 416?
It says date of appraisal, value 416.
Okay.
And that's for the house, everything.
Yeah, the old res, a 1930 res.
No. This is the different property located at 2101 Lakeshore.
I think the confusion is here. What we're trying to show is that the property value on this home that we live in has went down 20% in 2 years, and yet you have chosen to raise another residential property that we own 10%. We don't understand.
Well, the one I'm looking at right now that we're trying to address is RBOE number 60113, which contains a residential value of $67,000, agricultural of $1,596, and a commercial of $833,000.
Do you have an appraisal on that property?
No, we don't have an appraisal on that property.
Is there an argument on that property?
Yes. I'm saying residential property in Taney County has gone down, not up.
And your evidence of that is the appraisal,
that you on
had
the other property.
On the other property.
Exactly.
That showed that that property went down 10%.
20%. Yes.
Now, where and what is the one that you had the appraisal on?
Is that 115, the Lakeshore Drive property?
And we actually have two properties on Lakeshore Drive.
Is that 2101 Lakeshore?
Or 2155.
The appraisal's on 2101 Lakeshore.
Okay, and that's a residence then?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all we're disputing on the other piece is the residential.
How much did it appraise for?
2 years ago,
1.1. No, right, the latest appraisal on it.
$895,000. Yes.
And we've got it on at $594,000?
I wouldn't think so.
Yes. That's what we got it on.
$594,000. The assessed value for 2009 has not changed between it and 2008.
It hadn't changed a bit. That's exactly even.
So in other words, your house is worth that much, we probably ought to raise the value of this.
So I think you need to lower the value of the residential on the campground.
Well, it's just a small portion.
What does it matter, does it? I mean...
Well, what we have is an appraisal that you've just brought us that in April of this year, the Lakeshore Drive property is worth $895,000, according to your certified appraiser.
Yes.
And the assessor has you at $594,628, which means to reach the assessor's value, the evidence that you're presenting, it needs to be raised $301,000 or $300,500 approximately.
Are you aware that your assessment on the one with that one you're arguing about the residential value just went up $1,000, which would be $40 taxes?
I don't know which one they're arguing right now.
I don't know either, but the first one, it just went up $1,000.
They're saying that's not it. They're saying it's the...
The appraisal is 115, the BOE number.
Right.
115 is the one they're arguing about, because I'm lost. I really am. I'm confused about...
Well, the appraisal they're talking about is our BOE number 0115,
okay,
the way I understand it. And they're saying it appraised for 895, and we've got it on at 594.
Yeah.
And it has not changed since last year.
The one with the appraisal did not change. The other.
So it's way undervalued on the assessor's rolls. Because you've got an appraisal showing it's worth 800 and something, and we've only got it appraised at 594, and it didn't even change. Is that correct?
Are you seeing on here where it says that?
No.
I'm not seeing that either. Where it says that's what...
It doesn't have the value on it.
I know. I'm looking at the value on the 2101 Lakeshore.
Yes.
That last year, in 08, the assessed valuation was $112,980. The actual appraised value was
$594,628.
Is there two homes on that property? No. $628, and your appraisal says $895. The difference would be $300,372.
Now, our taxes on that property were $5,108.95.
That would be right.
That would be correct.
Now, you're surely not in here asking us to raise your value by $300,000.
Certainly not.
We'd rather not go there.
And things will...
Well, it wouldn't raise your taxes by $300. It would the appraised value.
Appraised value. Which
and that wouldn't even be the assessed value.
I just
would raise
sent
your taxes.
Kenny to get you a printout of what they're looking at here.
Okay,
showing
yeah,
there's no increase over last year on that piece of property.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Now, what's on the one on 2155 Lakeshore? Is that just another house? Are these just three houses?
It's two houses and then a business that has some residences on it. And the business that had the residential on it is what we had the notice of increase on.
It was only $1,000 assessed value difference.
What's that going to change on our taxes?
A few dollars.
$40, you said.
$40.
Because it just seems, you could talk to any realtor around and they're going to go, property values have gone down. They've not gone up for residential.
That's irrelevant to the fact that, if this is on there at what the current market value is, it could have been lowered. The price of value could have been lower than what it should have been.
One property could go down 20% for various reasons, and another property might only go down 5%, or it might go up 2% while something else goes down 20%. You'd have to show more than one property going down 20% in value to have that apply to other pieces of property. I understand the logic, though. In trying to get the other properties reduced by 20% because your appraisal showed a neighboring property went down by 20%. But the problem with that appraisal is it shows that property that you got the appraisal for that is appraised by the assessor, you've had a certified appraiser appraise it for $300,000 more than the assessor's appraised it for.
So basically you've been on the books. You're saying property did go down. Property has gone down, not 20%. But it has gone down. Mm-hmm. But what we're looking at is the market value, and the market value is showing that you're way too low in the past. Even though values have gone down, it's still, the value is lower than what the current value is, even if it's gone down.
I'll give an example.
So
my place jumped 42% in assessed value and taxes for this next year. I'm still low within the bounds of 19% of what I think it's worth. The state mandates that we say property should be assessed at close to 19% of its actual, what you could go out and sell it for tomorrow, for the assessed valuation. That's what we do.
10%.
And
within 10% of that.
Within 10% of the appraised value, but it is assessed at 19% on residential of its appraised value. That's the difference between the assessed total and the appraised total. It's 19% of the appraised total. So your assessed value would be 19% of 895,000 instead of 19% of 500 and something as the assessor has you now.
Okay.
Which is a significant increase if we were to go with your your appraisal.
Well, then I guess let's not go there.
Could I ask you one question for clarification? Because there's lots of confusion, and I can see these guys are really. Both of these houses has the 2101 address on it. Could that appraisal be the combination, but they're both on track at 4-8?
One of them should be 2155.
It's our mailing address. It's not the property address.
I was just, because both the houses add up to the $800,000.
Which business building? I'm trying to.
But you have an appraisal for property. Is it for tracks 4 and 5 and the south half of vacated street adjacent to track 4? Is that what, that's the property that we're looking at that you're saying you have an appraisal on, according to what we're looking at?
I don't know your track numbers. What I know is the address is 2101.
But Mr. Rose, maybe I can clarify this. We've got a double wide inside the campground.
And a rock.
And that's what we're contesting is the valuation.
Okay.
The increase on that double wide.
It's a double wide trailer.
Inside the campground. The only reason we're even talking about this other property is to use it for an example to show that it had a decrease in value. That's the only reason we're talking about this Lakeshore property.
But you understand your evidence shows it right in reverse.
I think we've stubbed our toe.
You think you've stubbed your toe? I think you have too, but I just wanted you to understand that you've brought evidence that goes against your case to prove your case on the other one. So I don't know what you're doing, really. Just honestly, I'm just trying to be fair with you. Yeah. I don't understand what you're doing.
Well, and I guess the point that we missed was the valuation. You know, all we were looking at was that the appraised value went
down. I think all of us think that our properties were less, but we won't know until we try to sell it.
Well, and we're trying to sell one of these, and we can't sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, we don't even get lookers.
But, for example, compared to what you paid for it and what you're asking for it, are you going to take a pretty good profit if you get that?
We're going to take a hit of about $100,000.
Or more.
That would all be speculation, too. You don't know.
Yeah. But we've been lowering the price, and we still are not even getting.
We haven't found the right one.
And let me ask this question, and this kind of sums it up. Do you have any other evidence other than what you've presented?
No.
Okay. Are we?
And we're taking your time and moving.
Well, you will be notified in writing, findings of the board. Very, very shortly.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Chuck, how are you feeling? Are you doing okay?
I can be fine.
Are we going to take a recess and then come back and vote on this? Or you guys want to vote on this? And then I think we need to take a recess first.
About that time. Let's hold on just a second here. We're
30. 1:15, 20 minutes ago.
Well, we're supposed to have one.
No, we're way ahead of schedule.
Well, in other words, but we got one, but he hadn't shown Mr. Schwenk.
Shinnewick is 10:15.
Shinnewick, that's spelled wrong. Shinnewick, or however you say his name, he had to cancel that meeting, so that 10:15 is not on.
He's an attorney representing
Missouri
Partners.
So Missouri Partners is canceled today?
That has been canceled, so you really do not have anything now at this point until 10:45.
Okay.
A motion for that recess.
We will recess until 10:45.